with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of October, and we finally got off of this 75-degree weather, and we're waking up to 35s and 40s in the morning and getting my blood pumping for this deer season now. Now I can get excited about getting up in the tree when I'm not sweating on my way walking in. You know what I mean? So this is good. This is good weather for me, and I know it is for you too, Barbecue Bob, because we both enjoy the bow hunting. And one of the things that
Wait a minute. You enjoy bow hunting? Is that why you were like at a class reunion?
Dude, I just told you. The warm weather does nothing for me.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
The warm weather does
nothing
for me.
You know what got me? It was the stinking mosquitoes were killing me.
Yeah. If you're out in a tree swatting mosquitoes and moving areas, you're not going to see any damn deer anyway. Come on.
So do some goose jerky for us.
Well, what I was going to talk about was sausage, but we can go to jerky first. Goose jerky, I think that is it's a way to ruin a piece of goose. I don't enjoy it because
that's shocking.
Because it's made out of goose breast.
Yep.
Very lean.
Yep.
You got to marinate the crap out of it,
yep.
And then it's a strong flavor anyway. Where I had an occasion to grill a goose breast, and I butterflied it in about 1-inch thick pieces across the grain in the breast and laid it on there like a steak. Took it to medium rare, just about 120 degrees, and that had some marinade on it. And that was much better for me because it was still tender. It didn't dry it out. It tends to get chalky to me when I dry it out. So maybe I'm not doing something right.
I took the liberty of printing out the goose jerky that we have on our website.
Right.
And if you read this, you'll see that I'm recommending you cut those into 1/8-inch strips just like that. So I agree. The way most guys do goose jerky, they like pull these long strands off and you get this great big chunk. It's okay.
Right.
This way is really just like what you're describing, where you cut it across the grain into a very thin strip.
Right.
Now you're marinating very thin strips. There is no strong flavor this way.
Right. And I've just not made it that way because you'll go to church and one of the guys will have some in his car.
Right.
He's like, hey, come on out. Let me give you some of this goose jerky. And I'm like, oh, great. Thank you. No, I'm good. You know, but you be polite and you take one and you're like, and you don't ever tell him it's good.
Well, and they don't cut the silver skin off very often.
Right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
To me.
Exactly.
And now venison jerky, I don't mind the silver skin.
Right.
But goose jerky, yeah. So this recipe, tell the folks what's in this brine we have on the recipe.
It's on the Grilling Guys website, and a lot of brines are sugar, salt, and water, right?
Yep.
So we're going to start with all of that, and usually you do 3 times the sugar that you do for the salt, and if that's just a pretty good rule of thumb ratio, depending on how much you're doing. You know, I'll do
3 parts, 1 part.
3 parts, 1 part.
Yep.
Maybe you do 3 cups of sugar, 1 cup of salt, and a gallon of water.
And there's a good point. See, when you're making this brine and you're using that much salt and sugar, you really want to heat the water up and dissolve it.
Right.
But then you have to cool it down because you don't want to brine anything in warm water.
Right.
You want to cool that back down. So what I do, this calls for... Oh, I don't know, what's it say in here, how much water. Whatever the water is, I'll cut the water in half when I do my salt and sugar boil.
There you go.
And then I'll put in an equal amount of ice and chill it real quickly.
Right.
And as soon as that ice is dissolved, then I can throw the whole thing in there and throw it in the fridge. So that's just a little technique thing.
Well, that's huge because you don't want your sugar or your salt undissolved in the bottom of your container.
Seen it a million
times.
It's
not doing anything for you.
No.
If it's down there in the bottom.
If you're putting aromatics in, they actually open up nicely in that warm water. And let's say this one has chili powder, black pepper, cayenne, garlic, all those things are going to expand in warm water.
Right.
Whereas if you put them in cold water, I don't think you get the same effect.
No, the flavors, the oils don't loosen up. And
right.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So anyway, I'm not a big goose jerky guy. I just never had it where it's like, damn, I got to have more of
that. Well, you know, the funny thing is where we deer hunt up on Whipple Lake, I think I told you last week that when I was up there the week before, I was looking at beaver, turkey, geese, wood ducks, and then an eagle flew up to me.
Right. Yeah.
So we're out in the wilderness, and it's beautiful. But there's a lot of geese this time of year flying in and off the pond, off the lake, and I'm not the biggest fan of geese either, like especially when they're around my wife's office. They bother me.
Right.
But I got to be honest, when they're flying over me in my blind and I hear them honking, coming and going, it's magical, man.
Oh, it's a cool thing.
I love
yeah.
hearing those things. And they're so confusing because they just kind of fly back and forth. I'm not quite sure what they're really doing. But,
yeah.
But somebody should eat them.
Right.
So now you have a recipe.
Yep, there you go.
And I want to do one about Rob Russell gave us years ago. It's called Herbed Wild Boar Sausage. Now, to be honest, when he and I did the classes on sausage and jerky, we never had wild boar.
Okay.
But this was a recipe he stole from somebody.
Okay.
And I stole from him.
So now you're passing it along.
So and to be honest with you, wild boar is not much different than any hog you're going to eat, in my opinion. The ones I've had a chance to process and cook really tasted like any hog I've ever had.
Okay.
I mean, you can see there's not quite as much fat, and they're a little different, but still, this will work with any kind of – you can use a pound of pork shoulder. You can use 4 pounds of wild boar meat or standard picnics if – if you don't have boar meat, that time we did that gig and we ran out of boar meat, mm-hmm. we got picnics.
Right.
And it tasted exactly the same. So right. that's why I substituted with picnics here. And a picnic is the lower portion of a front shoulder. When you get a shoulder off of a hog, you get the butt, which is the top cap, and then the lower half is the picnic.
Right.
So... and it's
generally
got,
a bone in the picnic most
yes,
of the time.
And
not
well,
could be
the
in the shoulder,
in the butt
but
too.
But yeah.
But yeah, you have to bone it before you grind
it. I get it, but right.
So then you got some kosher salt, garlic, thyme, fresh rosemary, some minced sage, and then you're going to have some ice water and white wine. But basically, what you got to do is you want to chill the meat until it's almost frozen. You take some of the hog casings and set them in a bowl of very warm water. You do that to soften them up and to rinse them and clean them, right?
So the casings are to put the sausage in.
Yeah,
and why did you almost freeze the meat?
Because you're going to chop it and the fat into 1-inch chunks, and it's you want it really really cold when you're doing the processing because it takes a while and it's going to warm up on you. So you want that meat at like 34 degrees if you can because. By the time you get done doing all this, you still want it in the safety zone, which is 41 degrees.
Okay.
Okay? So you combine the sugar, all this stuff, and you mix it together with your hands. And then you put the whole batch through your grinder after you've mixed it really, really well.
Let it set like an hour for those seasonings to open up, or are you doing it right away?
Well, you can. I'm normally not that patient.
But, yeah, there's the reason right there, yeah.
But this calls it for a fine texture. I'll use a coarse dye because I like a coarser sausage.
Right.
But then you have to have a stuffer. You add the white wine and water, and then you
after
let
after you've ground it.
Yes.
Right. Mix it in.
Yes. And... You put it in the fridge now for about 60 to 90 minutes and let it cool off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just stuff it in the casings, and then you twist them off when you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put them back in the fridge for up to a week.
Mm.
Or you
well,
can
there's no cure
them.
Or anything in them, though.
Well, there's sea salt and stuff. That's
okay.
your cure. But, no, I don't tend to use the Tender Quick or anything
right.
like that.
But cool, homemade sausage. That recipe's on the Grilling Guys website
is.
As well.
It's called Herbed Wild Boar.
That's thegrillinguys.com. Coming up next, we got a guy named Brad Garrett who has this company that makes these things called grill grates. These are a huge improvement to your grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Forget about the world tonight. All that's wrong and all that's right. Lay your head on my shoulder.